Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 2, we finished verse 30. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your good King James Bible ready, and you'll follow along with us in Daniel chapter 2 as we go with verse 31 on through the end of the chapter. And we'll be looking at the dream of Nebuchadnezzar as it's retold to him, exactly as it was by Daniel. So what a great prophetic passage to study. Don't miss out on it. Have pencil and paper ready and take notes. And I believe that it will help you very much. I want to thank you that listen to our broadcast each day. Some of you have contacted us to let us know you listen. Some of you have written us notes of encouragement. And there have been a few along the line that have disagreed with things that we taught and have written us, but we have appreciated the spirit in which they have written, not mean-spirited, but rather a spirit of saying, I believe that you're wrong, and what we're teaching is right, and this is why, and they've written in that manner, and I appreciate that they have stood up for what they believe. The bottom line is, we enjoy hearing from our listeners. My friend, please, let us hear from you. Let us know if the broadcast is a blessing. Let us know if you're growing in the Lord. We want to teach and instruct from the Word of God. We want to be led by the Spirit of God, and we want to rightly divide the Word of God. And my friend, the purpose of this ministry is to teach you God's holy and blessed word. Our announcer does give you the address of the Lamp and Light broadcast at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. So, my friend, please listen to that. Be ready to take it down, and either you can write us at our physical address, or if you're living in a foreign country, you can email us. I just recently received an email from a listener in Africa who said that on days they're sick and days they have to stay home, they tune in to our broadcast. And so I want to say, spread the word. Tell others about Lamp and Light broadcast and write us and let us know that you are listening. Now go back with me, if you will, to Daniel chapter 2. We've learned up to this point that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. It was so important to him that he wanted his wise men to tell him what it meant. But to be sure they'd know what it meant, they had to tell him what he dreamed. And they told him, well, no one's ever requested to tell us what we dreamed about. If you'll just tell us a dream, we'll tell you the interpretation. Well, Nebuchadnezzar was upset with their response. He said, if you can't tell me the dream, then we're going to destroy all your homes. We're going to make them into just outhouses, basically. We're going to kill you, your families, everybody involved. We're just going to get rid of you because I don't need you. On the other hand, if you do, and tell me the dream and the interpretation, I'm going to give you gifts. I'm going to give you rewards. I'm going to give you great honor. So he says, let me know. One way or the other. Well, when it comes to the point that they realize that these men aren't going to tell them the command goes out to destroy them. When they come to Daniel's house, Daniel says, what's this all about? He is told what it's all about. And he asks for some time. We're not told exactly how much time, but Daniel gets his three friends together, and they pray about it. God gives Daniel the dream, and the next day goes in and tells them to say, hey, go to the king and let him know that I know the dream and the interpretation. And in verse 28 here of Daniel chapter 2, it says, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Daniel lets the king know that it's not that Daniel is great, but that the God of Daniel is great. And he wants the king to know that the interpretation, the revelation, all of it is coming from Almighty God. And so that takes us to our text in verses 31 through 35. So follow along as I read it. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet of part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. Now the dream of Nebuchadnezzar is retold to him exactly as it was. Wouldn't you like to have seen his face as Daniel told it to him? And he realizes, wait a minute, I've told nobody what the dream is. And he's given it back to me, and he's given it back to me in detail. By the way, the specifics of this dream allows us to see that this is not a normal dream. It's definitely from God. He's dreaming in color. He's seeing gold. He's seeing silver. I mean, he's seeing these different colors. Now, his thoughts before his sleep influenced his dream. He's wondering about the latter days. My friend, as a Christian, if you will learn to meditate on the Word of God, that meditation may influence the way you dream. And so here he is, before he sleeps, his thoughts are on what shall come to pass. Now, the image that he dreams about is top-heavy. The atomic weight of gold is heavier than silver. The metals are not only decreasing in value from top to bottom, they also diminish in splendor and glory. However, it seems to increase in military strength. Now, notice verse 34, he said here, Daniel 2, without hands. This indicates supernatural origins that come in and destroy this image. And I believe, personally, that this is a veiled prophecy of the virgin birth that will take place nearly 600 years later. And that stone will grow and become a mountain. But that didn't happen at Christ's first coming. So hence we have a reference to the millennial kingdom. I was in Qumran recently in Israel, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. Now understand, the Dead Sea Scrolls are not the same Hebrew for the Bible, which we have from the Masoretic text. But it is interesting that liberal theologians of the early part of the 20th century tried to tell us that the book of Daniel was a historical book, not a prophetic book, and that this dream in Daniel chapter 2 was written in B.C., just before the term from B.C. to A.D. And so it was written after all the events happened. But the discovery of those scrolls proved that Daniel was written much earlier than when these liberals were saying, showing that indeed it was a prophecy. Oh, my friend, always, always, always trust the word of God above the word of men, yea, even educated men. Understand, those were PhDs. Those were earned doctorates that were undermining the book of Daniel in that day. So Daniel has told him the dream, and now he's going to give him the interpretation of the dream in verses 36 through 45. Now, being able to give the dream verbatim, there's no doubt seen or expressed by Nebuchadnezzar about the validity of the interpretation. This interpretation is a picture of world history. So let's follow that history, beginning with verses 36 through 38. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. Now, he doesn't say the king of kings. He's a king of kings on earth. Jesus is the king of kings. So he says, thou art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. Now, realize, as you read verse 36, Daniel did not go to a seminar to learn what he needed to know. He just said simply, this is the dream, and I'm going to tell you the interpretation. You see, he went to the very place God wants you to go to get your answers and directions. He went to the Lord. He gathered with two or three other believers, three in his case, three other believers. And were there two or three gathered together in his name? There he is in the midst of them. That's as small a church as you can find, but that's a good start. So he went to where he ought to go to get answers and directions. Now, I get weary of those who say they don't get answers at church. So they go to every available seminar. Well, it makes me ask, what is wrong with your hearing? Do you actually listen to the preaching of the Word of God? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.